3, 2, 1.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes? Welcome to The Gathering. We are super excited to bring you a brand new show, number 93. We are getting close to 100 shows. That's crazy. So before I start the podcast, just want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, taking a little bit of time out of your week. And without further ado, I will introduce the members of The Gathering. First on my left, we have Mr. Daniel. Daniel.
Yo, yo, what's up, everyone?
Daniel, welcome. How you doing, man?
Good. Not too bad.
How's your week going? Or 2 weeks. It's been a couple weeks now.
Oh, yeah. It's been actually great. It was my spring break. Didn't do anything.
Lucky. I mean, you know what? I don't think I've had a spring break off, like a spring break since college. And those are awesome. I miss those days.
I know. Luckily, I work for the school, so I get all the holidays off.
Whatever. Oscar, how are you doing?
West.
Kind of pisses me off. Did you hear him? He was rubbing it in. I get all the holidays off.
I'm paid,
whatever. Oscar, how you doing?
Oh, you know, hanging in there pretty good. I had a good week so far.
Cool. What's going on with you? How, just in general?
You look more mellower today, friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm back on the 420.
Is that why he's so chill?
Yeah.
Last time he was so fidgety, huh? He couldn't handle the stress of potting.
Whatever I want. Suck in the bottle.
Cool, man. What put you back on the 420?
It's just time to join the
bottle. As you can tell, guys.
Slow it down.
I didn't know what I was trying to say, but I know. Just picked it up again. No specific reasons.
Okay, well, that's
just working.
Well, you know, that was a really good way to intro that, because you literally said nothing in like a minute. I know, but all right, thank you, Oscar. Derek?
Hey, friends. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. You know, I also work for a school, but I had to work 3 days out of the week. So that was my spring break.
That's like completely not fair.
Yeah, so I only had to work Monday through Wednesday, and then I had Thursday, Friday.
That's not even spring break. That's just 2 days off.
That's 4 days if you count Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday never count.
Yeah, they never count.
Okay, easy, Ripke. Did you drive here with Oscar tonight?
Yeah. It was secondhand.
Secondhand.
We'll get into it later, but I did watch King Kong versus Godzilla, and whoever was sitting behind me was like smoking that loud, so I probably got secondhand from that.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait, hold on a second. Who's at the door? Who's that coming in? Do you see him?
I do.
Who's that? Oh, hey. Hey, Chucky, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Just hanging out? Chucky, wanna play?
Oh, shit. Not really Chucky, but it is Derek's birthday. Could you hook us up, sing to him tonight?
Happy birthday to you.
Chucky, that's dope. Thank you, Chucky.
Happy birthday from Chucky.
That's...
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, shit. Chucky, don't kill Derek. Oh, that's messed up.
It's just him beating him off. It just...
Wow.
He was like deep breathing.
Derek, I'm surprised you're alive.
Yeah, man, he beat me pretty good.
Well, as you could tell, it's Derek's birthday weekend. So, Derek, happy birthday.
Thank you guys so much. Prior to, you know, starting the podcast, they did throw me a little hot dogs and a cake and little treats.
Are you feeling good after getting stabbed?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Okay. I mean, I've been in comas and stuff like that, so that's pretty cool.
I thought we were down to three again. Shit.
There were three.
All right, well, I mean, I guess without further ado, we should get into some nerd news.
Nerd news!
All right, here we are. ready to do some nerd news tonight. I'm excited. There's actually some pretty cool stories and information we're going to bring to you guys. Derek has, I don't know what it's up with Derek, but he's a real romantic tonight. So we're going to hear some really cool romantic stuff from Derek later on. Stay tuned. All right.
It's a mustache now.
It's a mustache now.
Changed.
Daniel, what's going on? What do you got for us in nerd news tonight?
One thing I have for you guys today, it's something really cool. I thought it was cool.
Nerd.
They're re-releasing the Street Sharks series toys for their 30th anniversary relaunch.
You know, I've never seen that show, but I played the video game.
Oh my god, that show is so gangster.
You never seen Street Sharks?
No, I've never seen it. It's
Jossum.
Jossum. Did you own any of the original?
I had some of the toys, and it's so cool that they're coming back, so I kind of want to buy one. And it just blows my mind. It's the 30th anniversary. My wait, was like 30 years ago when I watched it? I'm like, shit, I am past 30.
Has it been 30? It was 90s?
Yeah, it was a 90s TV series.
We had the VHSs.
We had the VHS, yeah, and the toys. It was a good show.
Are you gonna buy any of them?
I'll probably buy one or two. I like the shark with the skates. I forgot to tell his name. His name on top of my head.
Was it the Hammerhead?
No, he's a great white shark, it looked like.
Oh, yeah.
And he always in rolling blades.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's pretty cool.
I was watching the clip, and it was almost over-ridiculous. Like, it just had that kind of, that feel to it. So I was like, I don't know if I could go back and watch it now. It just seems like one of those shows in the moment it was great, or am I wrong?
I watched it recently, maybe a couple years back. It still holds, because it's like because the 90 TV shows were different.
Okay.
They were built different.
Yeah.
They tackle a lot of, like... Like, how can I say, like, adult issues, more realistic issues, instead of, like, today's cartoons are very cartoony, very animated, like, very different.
You're protecting the kid. Like, do you remember, you've watched Gargoyles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember they had a whole episode about gun safety?
Mm-hmm.
That one of the gargoyles, you know, went to go visit, what was her name, Lisa? The female cop,
mm-hmm.
and they saw that the gun was left on the counter. And he was playing with it and accidentally shoots Lisa.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you don't see
And then that. Goliath went on a huge just like war path to find out who did it until finally he fessed up and was like, it was me. I played with the gun and I accidentally shot her. Yeah.
That's kind of deep.
Yeah, actually. Like she was in the hospital and everything.
I actually think that a lot of the programming now misses the boat when it comes to these things. Like, because the 80s, I think the 90s probably went a step further. They really started attacking issues. The 80s was more about selling toys. The 90s was probably like about like what the 90s was about. Like, let's make content. Let's make
it gritty for these kids.
Yeah, let's make it gritty.
Like, the worst that the 80s has was saving the recreation center for the kids.
The what?
I said the worst that the 80s had that they tackled on was saving the recreational center from the...
with Breaking 2. That was dope. That's a good... you go back and watch that movie. It's so ridiculous. I love it, though. There's a YouTuber that... And it's probably a couple of them, but they actually put together a block of Saturday morning cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
They do them from the 80s and the 90s, and it's super cool. Like, you go through, they'll put the cartoon on, and then they'll put cartoons that kind of went... at that time, on that, cool. And it's actually like a 4-hour block. So if you ever get up on like a Saturday morning and you just want to,
they like, live stream it.
It's not even live stream. It's a video. It's a block of like.
YouTube. But where do you watch this?
On YouTube.
Oh, so it's on YouTube Live or no?
No. Oh. No. So they came out.
He posts every Saturday, pretty much.
You could just watch it.
It's like a 4-hour block. Yeah.
Is that what he does?
I think so.
It's so cool. Like I'm actually so excited that. I found this. I was actually watching one, and there was the Littles, Pac-Man cartoon. Richie Rich was on there.
What does it for me is the the show's cool and everything. Like, oh, yeah, but the commercials
get me. The commercials, yeah.
Yeah, like, right after the commercial, like, oh, dang, I remember this commercial.
So, so many cereal commercials, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
we're going to have to
Pizza Hut commercials are awesome.
We're going to have to come up with probably one of our favorite cereals at one point. That we'll have to pick up down the road.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever done that, and if we have, I apologize.
I don't think we have.
No. Because they're...
We did a hot chip challenge.
I didn't do that.
See, now you finally
made it. Yeah, you finally made it. Thank you.
I'm not doing that.
Was he pretending the whole time?
I guarantee
you. Yeah. Right, what a D.I.
Yeah, but the Street Sharks are coming back. If you're into that show, get the toys. 30th anniversary.
So you're actually going to really buy one then?
Yeah, I kind of want to start collecting toys again.
You nerd.
And display them.
Okay, so if you're talking about the one that was rollerblading all the time, his name was...
Strix or whatever, right?
No. Oh, yeah, Strix. That was him. I like Ripster.
Ripster was cool, too.
Yeah, like just denim jeans and cowboy boots.
They would surf.
They're all topless, though, right?
Yeah. They would surf through the streets, so they'll break the concrete, and all the fin is just coming out through the concrete.
They would dolphin dive.
Like, into the concrete.
Yeah, into the concrete. Yeah,
and they would drive motorcycles.
How else? Like,
that's
it's got to be make complete no sense just to just to make all the sense. So, all right, Oscar, what do you got for us in nerd news tonight?
I got like two new series coming out on Crunchyroll. One is kind of called Windbreakers. Basically, it's a institution of infamous of population of brutes who solve everything with conflict and strength of how much they have. So they kind of fight with everyone in all the neighborhoods. And there's this one student, a freshman, called...
So it's like West Side Story in anime?
Pretty much. But without the other stuff from West Side
Story. Is it like an offshoot of Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Wait, so you said they solved it with conflict?
With conflict.
Hell yeah. Their American way, then.
The American way. And there's just one specifically student, a first year, which is a freshman, comes in and he wants to be the top of the top. It's really good. It's really good. His
kind of like Derek. Derek always wants to be on the top, not the bottom.
And then his thing is that his conflict is that he comes from everyone that sees him as a bad guy. Everyone that fights kind of like sees that as negative. And then in the city, they see that as a heroic because he was saving the neighborhood from gang members from Brooklyn.
I have a little clip of it. Let me play it. It is in
Japanese.
Sounds good. I mean, I was reading the subtitles, so if you want to check out the clip, the name of it is Windbreaker?
Windbreaker, yes.
まっ昼間からダセーことやってんじゃねえよ好きなものは強いやつ弱いやつには興味がない弱いのに自分が強いと勘違いしてるやつはヘドが出る俺の顔と名前よく覚えておけ弱いやつは俺を避けるように 強いやつは俺を見つけるように俺は風林高校さくらはるかだ
Sounds fun.
That sounded like a little bit like the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit,
that sounds like Powerpuff Girls.
It has that theme, you know, but no, it's not. It's really good right now.
But it's not.
Right now, it's subtitles. The dub versions usually come out like a week or two after the sub versions.
Is that why I couldn't find a single... okay.
That's probably most likely why they you didn't find anything that's in dub.
Okay. Interesting. I was like kind of bummed. I was like, but you know what? It's like the thing too is when they come out, a lot of those too, you have to go and find where they have the English subtitles too. So it takes a second. I'm like, Oscars are always so hard to find. Son of a bitch.
I can't watch and read at the same time.
No. I love it. I
get lost.
It makes me more engaged in what I'm watching. I know a lot of people can't, but I actually become more engaged. It's like,
because they're fighting, and I'm like, oh, what are they doing? What are they? Oh, okay. What? Like up and down.
The new Godzilla movie, I actually was super engaged in.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
But it's subtitled, and I think that helps. Mm. Like, you have to, like, stay.
That's all you know what he's saying. He's saying, damn, run.
And you know what's funny is the translation's always a little different.
Yeah.
So I wonder what they're, even from Spanish to English, I always wonder what they're really saying.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, what the translation's like. I know we're getting some, like, kind of chopped down version of it.
It's like watered down or summarized, really compact into it, but yeah.
Oscar, continue.
And the last one is called Kaiju Number 8. In a world plagued with creatures known as Kaiju, a basically an inspired person. Was I can't even pronounce it. Kafika Haminu, whatever.
Sounds about right.
Inspired and enlisted to the Defense Force. He makes a promise to enlist with his childhood friend, Mina Ashiaro. Soon, life takes them in a spiral ways while employees cleaning up after the Kashu battle. So basically, we have a new Defense Force and we're fighting against aliens, and he wanted to fight the aliens, but he's the cleanup crew.
So like, it's like Spider-Man. Do you remember the Vulture and his crew would clean up after?
Yeah.
And cleanup crew.
Yeah, remember the Vulture was, they would clean up the messes after the giant fights?
No.
Yeah, Tony Stark made a department just for cleaning repairs.
Is this in the comics?
No, it was in the movie.
Yeah.
I think it was from Far From Home, right?
Yeah, Far From Home.
And they would scrap the alien tech. They knew ways to scrap it. So, like, this guy was using this big power tool to try to remove, like, parts of the ship. And the Vulture would be like, no, you got to use this. And would hand him a crowbar. Have him at an angle, and then he would like.
They were talking about making a spin-off series, but they never did, about the cleanup crew, like the actual people who clean up the mess after the.
That'd be cool.
That would suck.
Now, if you did it as shorts, you got to do like little itty bitty shorts. You couldn't do it the same way. So
what happened? To deal with the damage and all the tech of other aliens.
The Hulk messed up the bathroom again.
All right. So Derek's actually got some really cool nerd news. Very romantic, though. I'm glad. So you wanted to listen to Total Eclipse? You got it.
Oh, the heart.
He said he wanted to talk about Eclipse.
He's falling in
love. Total Eclipse.
I had to find a way to play this song. All right, Derek.
God, I love that song.
Right?
So, yeah, romantic news, I guess. April 8th, my birthday. Of course it lands on my birthday because I am a romantic.
That's what I said, see? Yeah. I let it right.
Yeah. Told you. Is the solar eclipse. And if you want to watch it, you know what? There's no harm at looking at the sun without protection.
Please don't listen to this guy. Actually, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You could probably find these shades or something to look at the sun, but again, don't look without any eye protection. This is going to be the first solar eclipse of this year, and usually we don't have them. Well,
2017 was the last one.
Yeah. Well, this is the most current one we're going to have, but we're not going to get another one for another, like, two decades.
It's 2044 is the next one. It's actually going to be closer to the West Coast, so we'll have a more of a direct path. Uh-huh. This one, the path is going to run Texas through the northern part of New York. Yeah,
so. I saw the map. If we could, we would show you people, but you could Google it. Yeah. You're grown adults.
You know what I actually found interesting? I didn't realize this, that dogs and animals are very attuned to the clock and like day, night. So this actually throws them really off.
Yeah. So bring your pets in and wear red underwear and red shirts.
Why?
I don't know. My grandma told me.
Tradition. All right, wear red underwear. So I actually heard this on the news. If you go to Sonic and actually order, I think it's called the Blackout Slushy or...
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I see it in the
commercial. Yeah. Take this.
You can get free... glasses. I'm sure you can get them somewhere else. Yeah. So if you get a chance to go to Sonic... I mean, by the time you get this podcast, it'll probably be out Monday. Totally. So it's already... Yeah. But... if you get a chance and you want some to give you glasses.
Specs, really?
They're gonna knock you.
They're gonna knock you out. Give you some specs to cover those black eyes.
You go, kid.
No, I don't. It's not black eyes. Black out.
Black out.
Black out.
Yeah. I know. It's gonna black you out.
Okay.
And then a black eye.
Well, I would black out from drinking that thing too.
It's filled with alcohol. All right, my nerd news is actually kind of interesting because I was actually surprised that Disney would do this, but I'm never surprised that any mom would do this. So this is just speculation, but first, I'll let you get a taste of the master himself.
An undead monkey. Joseph!
It's a key.
No, much more better. It is a drawing of a key.
Say say lom shup shup sha smami lom shuku. Savvy?
Clergyman. On the off chance that this does not go well for me, I would like it noted here and now that I am fully prepared to believe in whatever I must, so that I may be welcomed into that place where all the goody-goodies get to go. Savvy?
We have a word for that, Jack. You can convert.
I was thinking more of an as-needed basis.
Carry on.
So, I love Jack Sparrow. I actually think he's... I've watched the original movie a couple nights ago, and I forgot how much I love the movie. And I'd already known the news, so and it kind of prompted me to watch the movie, but it seems that they want to make more movies, but they don't want to use him, and they're thinking about recasting the role. And,
what?
And I That's just... So, the way I thought about it is... It's like almost it's like redoing Star Wars to me and recasting Mark Hamill, right? If there's certain iconic characters, it's not even like that because I don't think anyone can play the role.
Why do they want to recast him in the first place?
I have no idea.
I know he went the whole litigation thing, but he got cleared. So yeah. Not really him, yeah, so I don't really get why.
It's Disney. I think, you know, like Hollywood does stuff that makes absolutely no sense to me.
I would understand it. Maybe he was like old, but he's still.
You know what this reminds me of? So. The Ghostbusters remake with the all female cast.
See, I don't mind them doing that, but that one sucked. That movie sucked.
That's why I'm like, oh God.
They actually did it right the second time.
With your boy?
I thought it was. I don't know. I think you have to have the original in there.
Yeah, you got it.
The original cast, just a little bit. I'm glad they did like kind of the legacy characters coming back, but
yeah, but without Jack Sparrow or without Johnny Depp. Wait, they're going to recast.
They're going to want to recast the role. So originally, I had heard that they wanted to do another one, and I actually thought this was a great idea with a character similar but not that, and it would have had Margot Robbie. I don't know how to pronounce it, but
I know.
But I actually think she'd be great in it. I mean, it's kind of like, she has that Harley Quinn type of thing going, but I think she would do a great job. I just don't see them doing a Pirates of the Caribbean movie at all without him in the movie.
I understand.
Especially why he's still alive.
Yeah. I'd be cool with it, like a spinoff, but like recasting him, it's kind of like, eh.
Right, I agree. I thought it was kind of...
So then what's her pirate name?
I have no
Captain
idea.
Jack Swallows.
Well, that was nerd news for tonight. And what you just heard, you probably won't hear because I've cut it out.
Why are you cutting that out?
I don't know.
I think I need to.
But thank you guys for listening to our nerd news. And we will see you on the other side. We got our... I have to cut out a lot here. All right. And action.
I stand by that statement, dude.
Without further ado, this is our top three favorite movies of all time-ish. Did I say movies again?
Yeah.
Well, just so you know out there, that is not the first time I said that. I am not re-recording this. But a top three favorite songs of all time-ish. Because I actually, for me... There is way more. I would probably say I need at least the top 10. So
yeah.
I'll start off with Daniel. Daniel, what are your top three favorite songs of all time-ish?
And that's hard. I agree with what you were saying earlier. Like, I tend to pull to my top three favorite songs now. So it's kind of, I started to start thinking, like, what do I like? And I dig up some songs that I kind of like that I want to say my top three. The first one would be from Dom Kennedy, LAX, hip-hop. Underground rapper. I don't want to say underground rapper, but he's not in the mainstream hip-hop person. But a great song. Came out in 2021. Fairly new. The other one, switching genres, Faint from Linkin Park. Came out in 2003. Can't go wrong with that. Such a gym song.
I love Linkin Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It gets you in a great mood, mindset. And then switching genres again. Shout out to Oscar, French and Hill. from Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg. It's just one of those jams that you drive into, and it's just a jam that you just kind of nod your head with it. Just
see, like Oscar gets the full effect of that song.
He gets everything in that song.
That song is my jam.
I actually have a clip of that song in particular. On these songs, we're going to play them a little bit longer just so you can get a feel for them. If you've never heard them and you enjoy them, this one's Fresh Inhale by Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, just gets you in that cruising, chill mood.
All right, let's check it out.
You don't gotta sell it, cause it's already sold. And you don't gotta roll one, cause it's already rolled. Check out my technique, just weed, let it fold. Shit, I've been smoking since I was 14 years old. I had a dad who never smoked blunts, just bowls. Taught me how to blow O's, inhale through my nose. So if you see me smoking, don't blow my high. So hour one and we both gon' fly. You smell it all in my clothes, I'm taking in all the smoke when I
inhale. I like the way you French inhale. Do it again, French inhale. I like the way you French inhale. Do it again.
That was pretty sick. I like that.
Not too shabby.
What was your other song by Linkin Park? I wanted to. Faint?
Faint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's play a little clip of that. This is a jam right here. I don't know. To me, Linkin Park is
worth it. Oh, it's so many of them.
Yeah. There's a lot of them. You know what I always thought was cool? That they, especially the song, they're opening for Transformers. The very end of it.
Oh, yeah.
How it
yeah.
ends with them on the bridge and all that.
A little bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard, a handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone.
All right, Oscar, you're next. What do you got on the docket for us?
Mine, which is keeping in the ballpark of Linkin Park, Breaking the Habits. You know, it's one of my favorite songs.
It's a good one.
I love that song.
The second one is newly released. It's called Dark Akira. My bad if I mispronounced this name, if you ever hear this podcast. But it's Hirokui Sanoo. I heard the song from one of my anime shows, and I started listening to the band or to the artist, and it's pretty good, even though I don't know some of the lyrics or what they're saying in the song, but...
That's me in Spanish music. Every song, I'm like, oh, this sounds good, but I have no idea what they're saying.
And then one that kind of brings back old memories from the Daredevil movie, Bring Me to Life, Evan Lansing's.
I got excited when you said this one. I'm like, I get to play this song.
That when they start playing this and that training she's going, you know, like everything that's going through it, it's pretty awesome. And I like they specifically chose this song, and I think it went very well with that scene.
That, you know, so just to kind of back in early, I would say, when did Daredevil come out? Was it early 2000s?
Yeah.
So at that time, I don't know if you guys remember this, but all the Marvel characters, the X-Men, Spider-Man, used to be at Universal Studios.
I do remember. They had their own little store.
Right. They actually had a show there that kind of came out around the time Daredevil did. I think the X-Men had kind of came out around the same time too. So Marvel was kind of... So they had a whole song there, and they would come down the street. Daredevil would get on top of the one of the buildings there and jump off.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
But they played that song every day. Nice. And most times I would get annoyed with the song.
You knew Daredevil, huh?
I did know Daredevil.
You guys go to high school?
It was your neighbor.
But it came out in 2003.
2003, okay. So, yeah. That is so cool. You brought back some really good memories. I'm actually going to play that song. So, enjoy. If you've never heard it, it's... Oscar?
Which one? The
Evanescence?
Bring Me to Life.
Bring Me to Life.
like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
that was sick. I actually brought back some good memories. We were just talking while the song was playing. I actually really like the Daredevil movie. I know it doesn't gets a lot of love. Nerds don't like it, but I really like it. So, anything else, Oscar?
No.
All right. I actually think I want to play another Linkin Park song, Breaking the Habit, that he just talked about, because it's a sick ass song. Just play a couple seconds of it.
The YouTube is pretty sick. I like the YouTube or the music video of it.
It opens so hard. Wow, that opens so awesome.
Yeah. The animated. It was an anime music video, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
That's why I like the music video. It's pretty sick.
All right, Derek, you're up. What are your three favorite songs?
Time to get sad.
Yeah, mine's more sad stuff. These guys are like, oh, boy, I love positivity. So my first artist is going to be Joy Division, and the song is called Dead Souls, and it was out in 1979 by Ian Curtis, RIP, my boy, Ian Curtis. The next is The Cure, Boys Don't Cry. 1979, everybody has at least heard this song once. By Robert Smith, another one of my boys.
I actually have a clip of that. Finish it up and then
I have a story about that song.
No, everybody has stories about this song. Huh? Everybody's seen Wedding Crashers once. Wedding Crashers.
That song's an iconic song.
It is. It's about boys not crying. The next one is The Smiths, and it's Back to the Old House. And this came out in 1984, sang by Morrissey. The biggest pessimist I know.
They are right that these songs are kind of sad. We're going to listen to Joy Division too. But, wow.
Scott took so much just. Yeah, everyone's sad now.
All right. What's your story on
Just real quick. My sister in law's like, have you heard this song? It's a new song I heard. It's so good. And she plays it, and it's that song. And I'm like, dude, this song is not new.
How old's your sister-in-law?
She's 18 now. She told me like a year ago, so 17.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, this is not she's like, that's a new song. I don't know if she just knew it to her or she found, but I'm like, that's not a new song.
Even if you're in that generation, how do you go through 16 years and never hear the 17 years and never hear that song?
I know, it's wild.
That's a weird, that actually is fascinating.
Nobody wants to be
avoid
sad
it
anymore, that's why.
No. All right, here it is. Cure, Boys Don't Cry.
I'm sorry if I thought that it would change your mind.
the song.
It's not the theme song for How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, it is.
Boys Don't Cry?
Yeah, I don't think it's the theme song for How I
Met Your Mother. I'm like, no. Well, right,
Oscar's going to do some deep diving, but I totally don't believe that's the theme song for that.
No, it's not.
Oh, man, that's so funny. So I saw The Cure at Dodger Stadium, in the 80s, and I had not liked them before that. Like, people like them. I it's an acquired taste, but seeing them live changes your view on them. If you don't like The Cure and you ever get a chance, because they are still touring, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They have a lot of bangers.
Oh, and it's so funny because when you do go to The Cure, Depeche Mode, Morrissey, you see, like, a whole cooking pot of different, like, genres. Mm-hmm. So you see, like, all the Cholitos, and then you see, like, these hip-hop heads. You see, like, just random people there.
People fall in love with those bands. And, like, and even if you, like, in the 80s, if you didn't like alternative music, alternative was starting to get really big. So people were listening to it, even though they didn't say they were listening to it. Because back in the day, like, you couldn't, like...
Like everything. You would have to stick to one genre.
Mm. All right, so your other song, just to kind of touch base and check into, is Back to the Old House by The Smiths. Mm-hmm. Let's check it out.
Puts a sad face on his face, right?
Oh, God. You can never listen to these things by yourself, dude.
I'm not a fan. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of the Smiths.
You're not a fan of the Smiths?
No.
I get it. Morrissey is just super pessimistic, and he's, but I like the old stuff.
Man. Yeah. So, in 80s, probably early 90s, Morrissey came out and had some really good hits, and people loved him, and still do. Like,
oh, yeah.
The people that go see Morrissey
are diehards.
Diehards.
Like, diehards, yeah.
I just have never been a huge fan of
Morrissey. I went to go see him with Jake and Diego at the Cruel World. I think it was Cruel World. And, oh, my God. I said, you know, Morrissey's okay. And all the Nearing fans around me are like, what do you mean? What do you mean he's just okay? I'm like, dude, I've been listening to him since the 90s.
You probably almost got killed.
I almost got jumped. Yeah. And they're like, what do you
they
mean?
They all had razors on their
It was on their wrist, but then they turned them on me. Emos.
So for me, I really, 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 really did struggle on this one. This one was really hard for me because I can't break it down into three songs. So we're going to have to revisit this because I feel like there's more songs I want to introduce to our podcasting world just in case you've never heard them. And I'm a little bit probably older than our target audience. I am an 80s generation kid, so there are a lot of two of my songs came out of that 90s. One 90s, one 80s, and actually one 2010 further. It is actually I love this song, and I almost forgot about it. I didn't want to – Daniel, you said something earlier. It's the songs you're listening to now that you kind of go to, but I said, no, that I got to go back and find the ones that I really, really liked back in the day. Mm. Linkin Park's one of those songs that I really wanted to pick a Linkin Park song, and I didn't because there's other great songs. So first off, I did do a Depeche Mode song.
What about Oingo Boingo?
I was going to do Oingo Boingo. That was my struggle. But Oingo Boingo I like as a whole, as a group, and I like all their songs. So I couldn't pick just one song. So when we do a favorite group, and deep dive, I will do Oingo Boingo. Mm-hmm. But I did do Depeche Mode.
Good one.
Shake the Disease is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's on the Catching Up with Depeche Mode album. I believe it came out in 1985. It is just solid, and there's three songs that kind of go back to back in that album. I love that whole album, and that song, if we could play something on repeat back in the day, I mean, I would lift up the needle and bring it back to play it over and over, but I love Depeche Mode, Shake the Disease. Number two, and I actually think this is the newer song in my quiver, but I love this song. Have you guys ever heard of the Civil Wars?
The comics? Yeah.
No. Oh. I know most people would never have heard of this group, and that's why I want to introduce it. They do a rendition of Billie Jean, and I may play that, but they do this song called 20 Years. I'm gonna let you hear it. It's a husband and wife duo. They they don't make music anymore because they are no longer husband and wife. Mm-hmm. But they were killing it when they were. So here's the Civil War's 20 years. Now, I had to turn that off a little early because I really want to listen to that whole song. They're really, really, really good. Like, their voices are incredible. I'm going to play a little bit of Billie Jean so you can kind of get another taste of them. But it's called The Civil Wars, and I'm sure a couple people are going to go out and check them out. But if you, I don't know, I would almost call them folk music, but they just have a little bit more, like, pizzazz in that. So here's Billie Jean.
People that do that type of music.
Is it? What do you think? I mean,
I like it. I just think it's funny because I hear other like artists do different genres. They take their own take, and it's pretty funny because, like in rapping, it's like, oh yeah, this big booty and this country songwriter be like, this big booty queen. But it's cool in their own take. It's awesome. It's different. You can tell they're talented.
Personally. They're. I'd say the
sing
first
anything
ten,
they wanted to.
Yeah, the awesome. First 10 songs are literally like, oh, like every time you listen, like, wow, that sounds really good. So
the intro definitely sounds like something NPR would play,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like,
I think that's where I heard them.
It's like on this news today, squirrels, lovable or menace,
squirrels are menace. They're like hairy rats. All right. So my song I really, really want to play. I just want to give everyone a taste of that because I know they're not that popular, and I wanted to make sure that everyone had an opportunity to know who they were. Oh. Okay, so I love, love, love this song. They faded out after their first album, had some popular albums here and there. They did tour a lot in the 90s. I think they toured with Pearl Jam,
really?
Some of the bigger bands. This song a lot of people know. But I still try to go see them every once in a while when they play. I think I've seen them about 15 times now. They play in very, very small venues. It's a lot of fun to go watch them if you ever get a chance because the shows are really intimate and they're really good at performing. So this is Candlebox, Far Behind.
Now maybe, did I mean to treat you bad? But I did anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was saved, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall down to the ground. And then someday you
friends to stand beside as you were flying. Oh, you were flying off so high. But then someday people look at you. They're what they call their own. They watch you suffer. Yeah, hear you calling home. And then someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside so you can reach us. Hey, but you left me far behind.
Oh man, I love that song. Early 90s, the everyone coming out of Seattle, Nirvana. Offline right now, we're talking about Kurt Cobain, and I love Nirvana too. Yeah, I, you know what's like weird Nirvana. Is though, I don't go back and listen to them as much.
I don't either.
What was the movie that just came out where they had one of their songs on it that got super huge? It was
with Nirvana?
Yeah, it was one of their it's a superhero movie.
Superhero.
Oh, forget it. I'm gonna have to stop the show to go listen, but anyway. Never mind. When we come back for What If, we'll try to find out what it was and give you a quick hint before the What If segment, which is a good segue because we're gonna start What If. All right, we're back, and I actually have the song. It's called Something in the Way by Nirvana. It was in the new Batman movie. Just a quick taste. Bridge, top has sprung a leak, and the animals I've trapped have all become my pets. God, that song's so sad.
Jesus, I should have never said my favorite music because it just went downhill.
Derek brought the show downhill. Everyone's sad now.
Yeah, we're talking about rap. And then all of a sudden, I don't want to go back to the old house.
I know. All right, so I brought up Jack Sparrow earlier, and I actually thought this would actually be a cool idea to kind of jump into What If. So, with further ado... All right, guys. I actually, watching the first movie made me think, like, if I actually got stuck on an island, right? And I had no idea what was going on, and I found the stash of rum and food, and I'm on the island he was on, which was really beautiful, by the way. First off, so you have two, you can pick one food to be with you, till you're rescued or never rescued, and one drink, right? Water you already get. So you can actually go with rum like Jack Sparrow or not. And then from there, I have a couple more questions. And actually, I know Derek had a really interesting joke earlier that I can't play. And don't say it again, Derek, because I don't want to restart this. But what do you think your pirate name would be, too? And you can say it for yourself if you want. Oh, all right, wow. So let's start with Oscar. Oscar, what food item would you want on your island? What drink? And what's your pirate name?
I think I'll go for my drink. I'll go for Snapple Fruit Punch. Food. Shoot.
One item, too. It can't be like fettuccine Alfredo.
No,
it has to be like an item.
That won't spoil? Just an item?
It won't spoil.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
What you pick. I already know your name. So it'd be Ashbeard.
I honestly wouldn't know what kind of food. I mean, anything that can, that'll be...
Are we talking about like food, like pizza, or like one ingredient, like chicken? Or like peaches. Or rice.
Yeah. So not something that's made that, like how are you going to cook a pizza, right? But you can have like dried chicken or like something that's going to last too. Cause
so non-perishable.
Non-perishable.
No, I say rice.
How are you going to cook a rice?
water, boil. Mm. Use one of the rum bottles. Finish the rum bottle.
The rum bottles are coming.
You have Snapple now.
The Snapple bottle.
There you go. Make it glass. Make it a glass bottle. Glass Snapple bottles. There you go.
All right.
And your name?
My name?
Yeah, think about a name.
Captain Navajo. Chief of Navajo. I don't
know. Captain Chief.
No, I like your... Captain Chief. I like your high school.
Yeah, he has a double name. Captain Chief. Now, Captain Chief. All
right. What about your high school wild days name? No, what was the name?
Dirty Chone.
Captain Dirty Chone.
Dirty Chone.
All right, Daniel, what about you?
Oh, man. Drink, I would have to be a red Gatorade. Food-wise, oh, man.
Hold on, though, real quick. That name does not relate to my underwear being dirty.
Just, I already know it's because your underwear is dirty. It's okay.
It's for a different story for a different day.
All right, Dirty Chone.
Dirty Chone. Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. What's coming to my mind right now is beans, but I'm not a big beans fan.
He's thinking about the hobo supply.
Yeah. I know, serious.
Chili and beans, eh?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I would have to say like Oscar Rice or...
Can't take rice. You took rice.
Something I can...
Come on.
Chicken, I guess? Because you can cook chicken, so I'll say chicken.
Like canned chicken?
Canned chicken's a good idea. Yeah. It's a really good idea.
Tuna of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Very plain. Yeah, chicken. Yeah,
there you go. Okay, and your...
What's your pirate name?
Pirate name.
Captain Chicken Legs.
Gray Bush.
Chicken Legs. Captain... I don't know. Captain Taco.
Captain Taco.
Oh, but you get mad if a guy calls you that on the street.
All right, Derek, what about you?
For the drink, I'm going to have to go with the hands down, the Arnold Palmer Half and Half Arizona Iced Tea. Well, I could always drink one of those. For the non-perishable, a can of peaches.
He just looked at me and smacked his lips.
And for the name, it'd be Captain Three Kidneys.
Three Kidneys?
Yeah, because there's truth to that. There's kidneys in me. There you go.
All right.
Captain Scar, then. Captain Scar. Scars.
Captain Scar would be good.
Yeah, Captain Scar.
Captain Collarbone. Papa Collar.
Papa Collar. Oh, that's a wrong button. What happened? Wait, I would love to play that again.
Sky, what about you?
Let's see. You opened the world up when I wasn't even thinking canned food. So I actually think I would get corned beef and hash, because corned beef and hash is like a breakfast food or kind of, but it's actually has like potatoes and it has meat in it. Mm. So it actually would be like super disgusting to eat not cooked, but you could like kind of get it down. I could do that.
Okay.
Drink wise, fuck, I'd have to go with coffee. Like, even if it was just like
you're a sad guy on
this. Dude, I just
probably. You're not going to go to sleep. Yeah, imagine the days that you want to sleep till the days go by.
No,
fast.
You have water too. So you get to drink water, just have a cup. Because I think I would be, if I'm stuck on an island by myself, I'd want a cup of coffee at least.
Like, just. Yeah. I changed my chicken to a cup of noodles.
You can't.
Thought about camp food. I'm like, oh, a cup of noodles.
All right.
And your name?
Captain. I don't know. I think it would be. You inspired me. I think it would go Captain Harry Peach.
Harry Peach?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like Iron Hip.
Iron.
Told you, Dad.
I think it would be Captain Smokebeard.
Smokebeard? No. Oh, no, no. Captain Jacko.
Jacko?
Jacko.
Jacko?
Yeah, a friend of mine used to call me that in high school. I love that nickname. Huh. Jacko.
Jacko.
Jacko. Right. Fighter name.
So, oh, Daniel.
Yes.
Derek. Yo. Oscar. What would you name his pirate name?
Oh, shit.
what's Daniel's pirate name? What name do you give him, Derek?
Collarbone.
Captain Collarbone.
Collarbone. Captain Collarbone. How's it going?
Bomb.
I know what they're going to call me. They're going to call me Lefty.
All If you got to go back for a previous podcast to hear why they would call him Lefty. Oscar, what's Daniel's name? Pirate name.
I think Captain Dub.
Captain Dub?
Get the dubs.
The V dub.
Mm. I think I'm Captain.
Hold on. So what would you give him?
Yeah, Captain Porcelain Chair.
Porcelain Chair?
Yeah.
That's like left field, Scott.
Why? Porcelain Chair?
Because he keeps sitting on the porcelain chair tonight.
All right, what, Oscar?
Yeah, what about Oscar?
Ashbeard.
Ashbeard?
Yeah, Ash.
Mm-hmm. Captain Hash?
Hashish.
I think I call him Captain Butterfinger.
Peanut butter fingers.
Yeah. All right. What about Derek? You can't use Lefty now because he threw it out, so we wouldn't use it.
Boo. His left.
Captain Cornholio.
Captain Cornholio.
Captain Cornholio. See that?
Captain Burnleg.
Burnleg? Oh, you bastard. Yeah, it was Burnleg. This guy.
I don't know. Daniel's over there sneezing on me.
I did. That was two, though. That's like the most less, yeah. You know.
I don't know.
Captain Stash.
Captain Sarcasm. I think Captain Sarcasm.
Thanks, Captain Sarcasm.
Or Captain Quickum.
That was a good one. That was sticks.
Alright, what about me?
Iron Hip.
Yeah,
Iron Hip.
Happy about that.
What about Adam? Right. What do we name Adam?
Oh, gosh.
Captain Ralph.
Ralph?
I like Captain that. Ralph.
Captain
Foot.
I actually think what fits now most would be Captain Godzilla.
He's more of a Kong fella.
He reviewed Tropical Thunder this week. I'm like, that's a good one to come back to, bud.
All right, so I'm gonna go with Foot, like Bigfoot, because he's tall. So Bigfoot. So
Captain Bigfoot?
Captain Foot. Captain Hook or Foot.
Captain Longfoot.
Yeah.
Longfoot. I guess we all establish a foot presence.
Captain Longfellow.
Captain Squash.
All right, well, that's it for our What If. I thought that would be kind of fun to play. Because it made me, each time you got off the island, like within a day. So what if you're really stuck? I actually thought that was kind of a cool concept to dive into. Well, that's it for the gathering. We appreciate you hanging out with this week. Enjoy the full eclipse if you're in the full eclipse area. If you're not, and you get a chance to see it, the sky opens up and you're allowed. That's great. Make sure you use the proper...
And the sky opens up.
I don't know. There might be clouds.
I think he's smoking my weed.
Yeah. By the way, hole in the sky.
420 is next week. Go to your local cannabis and get high.
Okay. Yeah. That's a word from our sponsors. But have a good week, everyone. Enjoy. Thank you for stopping by, listening to The Gathering. We do appreciate it. If you get an opportunity to subscribe, that would be great. But either way, we appreciate you hanging out with us and spending some time with The Gathering. And don't forget to
gather on.
To gather on.